As the Chautauqua Institution's bell tolled last week, some kids were cooling off in the waters of Lake Chautauqua. Nearby, tree trimmers were at work. The streets were relatively quiet. But today, it's a much different scene. Chautauqua is bustling with the start of the summer season. Institution President Tom Becker likens it to the excitement students and teachers experience each year on the first day of school.
It's one of my favorite times when the institution opens. People arrive, many of them coming back. We have a really strong population of people for whom Chautauqua is a regular part of their lives. And so they come back with such joy and enthusiasm for something that they recognize as so unusual, and it's so valuable to them. And they arrive with such a sense of anticipation of what is before them.
And before them this week is an exploration of the literary arts. Chautauqua favorite author Roger Rosenblatt returns to host this week's morning lecture series with some of his friends, TV producer and writer Norman Lear and cartoonist and author Jules Pfeiffer, among others. Chautauqua Education Director Shara Babcock says it all culminates Friday with a writer of children's works and her rather famous mother.
The way I've been saying this, the week wraps up with Emma Walton Hamilton and her mother, who happens to write children's books with her. Her mother happens to be Dame Julie Andrews, and they write the Very Fairy Princess series, and that's what they're going to be talking about. Again, the family process of writing, but also writing for little girls.
As is tradition at Chautauqua, the discussion does not end at the end of the lecture, but continues in a more intimate setting at the Hall of Philosophy in the afternoon, where Rosenblatt will engage with retired Episcopal Bishop John Shelby Spong. Chautauqua's Tom Becker says their encounter is likely to be very personal, exploring a tragedy in Rosenblatt's life.
Roger writes eloquently and powerfully about the death of his daughter Amy, who died in her 30s, a young mother and physician and brilliant young woman who died of a heart ailment that no one knew she had, right? And Roger's, you know, really working through his grief and anger and confusion about all of that. And his book, Kayak Morning, is the latest expression of that. So he and Spong are going to be talking about how one thinks about a benevolent God when one faces such an irreconcilable loss.
But it's not all seriousness during the Chautauqua season. Vice President of Programming Marty Merkley says there's music, theater, dance, and more. Tomorrow night, for example, Harmony will fill the amphitheater, courtesy of a group known as the Swingle Singers.
They were formed in 1963, and they are the ones that kept the close harmony singing alive. You have the end of the 50s when you had, and the early 60s, you had the Supremes, you had all the female groups, you had the male singing groups, and then rock and roll came in, and it changed all of that. And the Swingle Singers kept that kind of close harmony singing alive.
Premiering Friday night at the Branton Theater is the Chautauqua Theater production of The Philadelphia Story. Theater director Vivienne Benesch says many people are already familiar with the movie of the same name and the story.
Tracy Lord and her Philadelphia socialite family, on the brink of her second marriage and everything that could go awry, goes awry over the course of this wedding as tabloid reporters, her philandering father, and her ex-husband all show up. So it's an incredibly witty, bubbly, heartfelt play and couldn't be better summer fare for the opening of our season.
Another highlight of the week comes Thursday afternoon at the Hall of Philosophy when the Chautauqua Literary and Scientific Circle honors author Billy Collins and his new book of poetry, Horoscopes for the Dead. Reporting from the Chautauqua Institution, I'm Mark Scott.